This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Judson Richards.
Montgomery, a deep shot, back it goes to right field, get out! A grand slam for the youngster, Colson Montgomery, and you can see the future of the Sox here on display. Leisure deals, swing and a miss, strike three, that's ball game. The Sox with a 7-3 win here on Saturday night. Even up this series, a game apiece against the Twins.
You can't put it on the board. He is a grand slam.
Here's the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball right center field and deep. That goes the center fielder, Teodosio, at the fence. It's a grand slam home run. A grand slam for Reese McGuire. But that is a granny. And the Cubs have taken a commanding 6-0 lead. Listen to these Cub fans here in Anaheim. 3-2 from Brown. Fly ball, right center, playable. Cubs are going to win the ball game. The catch by Willie Castro, and the ball game is over. The Cubs win it by a score of 12-1.
Way back, it might be. It is.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host,
Judson Richards, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, forgive me, I'm not as musically inclined as Matt Spiegel. I will not be singing along with the open, but I will keep the good vibes going. Hi there, everybody. Judson Richards in for Spiegs on this edition of Hit and Run, Sunday morning, August 24th. It was a little bit chilly in my walk into the building today. What does that mean? It means that September is close, October is close, and playoff baseball is right around the corner as well. Great to be with you for the next 3 hours. We will have Cubs baseball coming your way 2:30 this afternoon. Pre-game show will get started. How about that? Cubs go for the sweep, and they will do so today facing Kyle Hendricks. That's right. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Angels this afternoon. What a storyline that will be. A great show ahead. Ultimately, it will be up for you to decide if it is a great show. Sean Sears and I feel very, very good about it as the great Steve Stone will join us coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, so just an hour away from talking to Steve Stone. Alex Cohen, the voice of the Cubs on the Marquee Sports Network when Boog Shambi is away. And Alex, Had a lot of fun. I hope his voice is feeling good after all those runs scored last night. Alex Cohn will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. Sean, wonderful open, by the way. Gave me some feels of the new school, old school sound of what is happening. It was the kind of day yesterday in Chicago. It kind of made you want Denny's with all the grand slams that were happening, right? Colson Montgomery with the grand slam. Reese McGuire out there in Southern California with the grand slam. So two wins for both teams. The White Sox will go for the series win against the Twins today. Cubs, again, they will go for the sweep. And I was reading the ESPN.com recap. I was going over just anything that I may have missed from the game last night for the Cubs in that 12-1 win. And in the recap, they referred to the Cubs as the surging Cubs. And I thought, are they surging? Are we watching a surging Cubs team? And if you look at their record, they've won five of their last six. They've won seven of their last nine. And I asked Sean, I said, is surging a fair word? Sean said, yes. So the Cubs are surging, believe it or not. Does it feel like it to you? And I will ask you, by the way, anything, it has been an incredible week. We will get to Kyle Tucker, who in the last 48 hours, somehow has become the hottest hitter in all of baseball. But really, really a fascinating week of him being sat down and watching him respond to the way that he has. But do you feel that this Cubs team is surging, and are they getting right and playing perhaps some of their better baseball that we've seen as we are heading towards the playoffs? 312-644-6767. You want to talk Chicago baseball? Would love to do it. The phone lines, they are absolutely open over the next 3 hours. As Spiegs would say, your phone calls are not only welcome, they are elemental to the completion of this broadcast. I always enjoy that line. So 312-644-6767. I was fortunate enough to do Cubs pre and post Friday and Sunday against the Pirates. They lost the opening game in that series. They won the Sunday game, so the Cubs take 2 out of 3 from the Pirates. But the problem was, it's not a problem when you win a series, but it felt like a monumental effort to beat the Pirates. When they came to town, they were 51-71. So the Pirates were 20 games under 500. And the Cubs looked like they were kind of moving through quicksand. Like this, you know, this took a Herculean effort to come away with those wins. And then the Brewers get to town. This was when Kyle Tucker was in the lineup. And then the Brewers, I think they beat them, I want to say 7-0, right? It was a very lopsided
7-0
game.
7-0, yeah. Dragged for a little bit. Brewers had it the whole time.
I think a lot of Cubs fans ask themselves, are the Brewers going to take every game in this series? Or could they drop 4 out of their last 5? And then you fast forward to what we've seen recently. And one thing that we did know, if you've been following along, is the Cubs' schedule was going to get very, very favorable, starting with the Angels. In fact, I looked it up. The Cubs do not have an opponent that is over 500 until September 18th, and that's the Cincinnati Reds. So they've got one more with the Angels. They've got the Giants. They've got the Braves. They've got the Nationals. I think they've got the Braves again. And the Brewers, who lost yesterday, so the Cubs climb within 6 games of the division. I understand we may have to forget about that and just focus on the wild card. But the Brewers do have the Phillies and the Blue Jays coming their way within the next 3 or 4 days, I believe, as well. So as the schedule gets more difficult for them, the Cubs, ultimately, if you are a good team, if you're a very good team, if you think you're a great team, the Cubs are a team who ultimately should be doing what they're doing. Now, again, and Jim Deshaies mentioned this, he said it, I've heard him say it a couple times. He said it on Friday when he was like, gosh, every game has just been by one run or a tie game. And on Friday night, Pete Crow Armstrong hit that momentous home run. Great to see Craig Counsell show some life and celebrate. And that was a 3-2 win, and that had been a very typical kind of Cubs win. It felt like really since the All-Star break that they were in these tight games, they weren't putting up crooked numbers. And then there was the Cub team that we saw so many times in April, May, and even June last night. 12-1 the final. I used to have a coach say before every game, he would say, let's go boat race somebody today. And a boat race is a blowout. And last night, the Cubs found themselves in a boat race We could do a full hour on how good Cade Horton has been, by the way. We'll get more to Cade coming up at 9:30. I did want to ask you out there, what have you made about the way the Cubs have handled the Kyle Tucker situation? 312-644-6767. For me, one of the things that I've found most interesting about this week, the fact that the Cubs, in the biggest series of their season, they looked their best without Kyle Tucker in the sweep, and then the game that they won following when Tucker sat out 2 days but missed three games. And what I saw, to me, it felt a little bit like in that locker room, in that clubhouse, in that dugout, the truth will set you free. And the truth was that Kyle Tucker had had an injury, but more importantly, he was a guy that just needed a break. That Kyle Tucker needed to be saved from himself a little bit. What do I mean by that? I mean, he's a guy, Tucker, he is a lunch pail guy. He is going to play. You pay him to play, and he is going to play, and you have to respect it. But at the same time, you have to save a guy from himself. And it was like the Cubs, player to player, really felt for what Kyle Tucker was going through. Not only watching him throw his helmet, which wasn't like him, watching him at one point become so frustrated he didn't even run to first base. That wasn't like him. And so you felt like it was a team that said, we got you. Sit down, take a break, and come back when you're ready. He did come back. I was surprised he came back when he did against the Milwaukee Brewers in that last game. I felt like, why not ride the hot hand, keep him out, and bring him back in Anaheim? But believe it or not, it has happened in the blink of an eye that the guy who, again, you know, one of the reasons why the Cubs kept running him out there is because Kyle Tucker is an awesome baseball player. It's really rather simple. It's like, geez, why would you not bench him, or why would you not keep him out sooner? It's because Kyle Tucker's 162-game average, he's a .272 hitter over eight seasons, a .357 on-base percentage, and he's a guy, again, the 162 average, 31 home runs, and 104 RBIs. Craig Counsell, we'll get these phone calls in a minute, by the way, 312-644-6767. Here's the skipper, Craig Counsell, on what he's seen from Kyle Tucker recently.
This was coming, you know, this is the nature of the game. Like, we don't want slumps. We hate slumps. They're mentally kind of exhausting to go through, but they happen. And, you know, Kyle will be better moving forward because of this, but it's part of the game that happens, and you got to get through it. And, you know, he's a great player, and he's, you know, works hard to figure it out and get back on track, and we need him to do it, and he's done so.
You know what's fascinating about this Cubs situation is they told us about an injury, like they had to tell us about an injury that had already healed. That's what sort of revisionist history the Cubs had to do with just trying to help the narrative surrounding Kyle Tucker. If there was anything the team, I think, would do differently, is they would have quelled speculation sooner. Because speculation, I think, very often is unfair to a player. You know, in football, we have what's called an injury report, right? And you'd like to think that the teams are being honest. And so if you got a linebacker that's moving slower than usual, and you look at the injury report and you say, oh, he's got a foot injury, that makes more sense why he can't go sideline to sideline better, right? Instead of just allowing speculation. What's wrong with this guy? Is he not as interested? Is there a problem at home? Like, has he lost a step? Speculation, I think, can be very, very, you know, it can be very unfair to a player, because speculation leads to conjecture. Conjecture leads to opinions. And oftentimes, those opinions, they're allowed because you have not told us what is happening. So for us, finding out actually that Kyle Tucker did have a hairline fracture, yeah, it probably affected his work and affected how he went about his day. And then he developed bad habits, and that affected his swing, and he took that out to the field, right? Like, this was something that we could have learned a long time ago. I do think that there may be potentially some competitive advantage that the Cubs thought they may have had by not allowing the league to know what Kyle Tucker was going through. right? That's where I kind of on both sides of this, where a part of me is like 3 weeks, a month after the fact, when you learn about a hairline fracture, when Kyle Tucker's had a really good June, is it somewhat pointless since he's playing well? And the other is, would he be pitched differently if the opposition knew what was going on in his hand, right? What would be the strategy there? You pitch him inside. You try to make it as comfortable for him either getting jammed or getting that ball in on his hands. I do think that the Cubs may have felt like, since it's weeks ago, we're seeing it heal already, let's not allow the competitive advantage for an opposition to know what Kyle Tucker is going through, right? And if his swing was labored a little bit, he may be slower to get to the inside fastball. So I think a part of the Cubs thought they may have been protecting Kyle Tucker, where it allowed for a mushroom cloud in speculation, where they finally just had to tell us what was going on. Here is Kyle Tucker, who I enjoy Tucker because he often just seems so bored with himself anytime he answers a question. But here's Tucker on hitting those home runs.
How are you feeling after today?
I feel good. I mean, you know, it was a good game for us yesterday, especially, you know, at the end with Pete coming up and hitting that huge homer for the win there. And then we just kind of fed off that going into today's game, and we did a really good job at that. So, I mean, Cade gave us a great outing, great start, and then Ben right behind him did a really good job. So, it's good game overall.
During the stretch where you were struggling, you just felt like you were missing pitches that you could drive. Now, these last couple of days, what's making you successful in that area?
Not missing those. I mean, that's...
Why are you not missing those, do you think, now?
That's a good question. But, I mean, I feel good at the plate. I mean, just as long as I'm barreling up balls like that, I'm okay with it.
Justin Kelly, you know, he was telling me in those couple days that you had off, you were kind of like, he called it more maintenance. The conversations you were having with him, how did he help you during that time?
I mean, I felt fine. I was just trying to figure out why I was missing some pitches or, like, not seeing through as well as I normally do, and just trying to figure that out. You know, probably just in my legs a little bit better and just utilizing everything, staying through the ball a little bit better. So, I mean, I'm just going to keep trying to do what I did tonight.
That was Kyle Tucker with Elise Menneker, that audio from the Marquee Sports Network. Tucker with three home runs in his last two games. It really is hard to believe. Listen, Tucker didn't look good in the last game he played against the Brewers, right? It was like he had 2 days off. He came back, kind of just looked like the same guy that was really rotational with his upper body, grounding out a lot of balls. And then you get to Anaheim, and you watch him become himself in like the blink of an eye. Speaking of getting to Anaheim, I thought that the comments by Pete Crow Armstrong after Friday night's game, where we've watched both of these guys struggle together. Let's not forget, this was your starting center and right fielder in the All-Star game. And both of them have been equally as bad offensively together since they took that trip to Atlanta together. I thought this was really telling of Pete Crow Armstrong talking about watching Tucker barrel the baseball and what they've both been going through recently.
Kyle's just, he's so pro. And any guy with a track record like that, I think you're always just kind of waiting for that one swing from him. And, I mean, he got us off to a good start tonight. So, I mean, the guy's great to have around. And he's been battling whatever he's been battling. But it hasn't made that the thing. All he's done is come in and work and play a good right field and deal with the Wrigley sun and the Wrigley wind and wind blowing in his face when he's hitting. And, you know, we play at a hard place. And I think that just wears and tears sometimes when you know that, like, your chances of putting a ball in the air and having a good outcome aren't always the greatest. And he does that so well. So he's just been a pro. And if anything, like, he has shown me how to kind of stay the course as a ton of others have. But he was also the last person to come up and pat me on the butt before I went out for my last at bat. So, you know, that kind of gives me chills there. Like, he's I mean, I've never been worried about Kyle. It's just, like, nice that the anticipation of, like, that one swing is kind of there. So I felt a little bit freed up for him, and I think that honestly probably contributed to me taking my fourth at bat after not really doing anything. So,
you know, he mentioned the wear and tear of being at Wrigley Field. Sometimes we know that the winds at Wrigley can carry balls out over the fence that have no business going that direction. But we know that also can be one of the most difficult ballparks in all of baseball to hit at because it is the Windy City. And that wind often is, maybe not often in the summertime, but it feels like it has been often as of late where balls that you think may go don't go. Now, PCA also will tell you how spectacular it is to play at Wrigley Field because of the attendance that is there, the energy and the boost that it gives you. And PCA gives the crowd so much love, and he means it. He means every bit of it. But you did feel like Wrigley was weighing on them a little bit with those comments from PCA. And so for them to get to Anaheim, Southern California, it's hot, the ball is flying. It's just a good time. It's a good place to get right.
Pete's from that area as well, too, so that helps a little bit, I'm sure.
No doubt. No doubt. Pete's from that area. If any, you know, if anything, Tucker, who's been an American League guy his entire career, like there may have been some real familiarity of, I don't know his splits and how much success he's had at Anaheim, but if you look at Kyle Tucker, the back of his baseball card, he's probably had success in Anaheim because he's had success everywhere.
I saw his numbers against Anderson, the starter for Friday, 47 games, I think a 19-something OPS against him.
He was 9 for 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. I know it's not a big sample size, but that is straight ownership.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
it's not it's not surprising that he barreled a ball over the fence and had success in Anaheim as an American League guy. But I'll tell you this, and we'll get to Cade Horton coming up. Paul, I see you on hold. You want to jump in? 312-644-6767. You know, I know that there was some glee to watch Kyle Tucker be sat down. I know that David Hall called it a benching. I would have to disagree with David. You're never benched when you're going to get your spot back within days. That's a rest. So I know that there was some glee about it. But let's not forget, Kyle Tucker did what we ultimately want our athletes to do, no matter what team you're on. We want them to play, right? We don't want them going into the manager's office once or twice a week being like, ah, my knee didn't feel bright when I got up out of bed, right? Now, there's a difference between being injured and hurt. Hurt, you can play. Injured, you can't. Kyle Tucker was hurt, and not for a second did he look for an exit. I think that Kyle Tucker is the kind of teammate, the kind of player, and for you as a fan who wants your team to give you everything they got, that's what Kyle did. It unfortunately just played himself right into a slump. Ron Coomer, who we'll hear this afternoon on the call for the Cubs alongside Pat Hughes with Molly Hall on Friday about, yeah, this is what you do. You play through it.
He had fractured hand that you played through, a little stress fracture-y kind of things in my hand. I've had a broken finger. You play through of a broken leg where you get that stress fracture in your leg and you play through. Broken big toe, you play through. That's just, you know, that's... it's what you do. I don't know how to describe that. I've had this conversation with people off the air. But, you know, the wrist thing, you know, where you're getting injections in your wrist, you know, on a regular basis to keep playing. It all depends on the swing, right? So for me, the biggest issue I always had was my right wrist. So if I could play and make my normal swing, and it didn't bother me, you could play it. When you took a bad swing, it would bother you, but that's not the swing you're trying to recreate. So it's one of those things. Every situation is individual, and you have to treat it as such. You can't think that, you know, all of them are the same. And how you treat it is, you know, individualized too. So he was able to go out there. You want him to play. He wanted to play. It's just unfortunate that, you know, it's got to this point where his swing has broke down to this level, and you know, he's just got to get it back and build it back. You know, and that doesn't happen in the snap of a finger.
Again, that was Ron Coomer Friday morning. It's so funny. He said we got to this point. Now this point is 48 hours later from that conversation with Molly and Haw, and Kyle Tucker probably woke up this morning with a smile on his face and feeling better about going to the ballpark than he has in months. Maybe more like a month and a half. 3 home runs in 2 games. And Tucker wants to win. Tucker wants to be a great teammate, and he wants to win. And most importantly, as ESPN.com, that recap read, the Cubs are surging. They won 5 of 6 and 7 of their last 9. 312-644-6767. A lot of great storylines happening last night, including the grand slam from Reese McGuire, a big at-bat from Michael Busch, and of course what happened on the mound. Paul is with us in Valpo on Hit and Run on a Sunday. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Judson. I think, like I said, I think Tucker obviously is a huge story, and if he can get back to normal, that's going to be a huge push for the Cubs and the playoffs, finishing the season and into the playoffs. But Cade Horton, man, I mean, he really looks like he could be an ace if he stays healthy. I just love his approach on the mound and the way he's attacked the strike zone. Obviously, he had the little blister issue the other day, so hopefully that doesn't creep back up. But, I know he hasn't put a ton of innings in the minor leagues, but, man, him and Matt Shaw and Casey coming up, I think it really injected some life into this team. You know, I know it's tough when you're struggling with the bats to look like you have life, but these three young players really look like the future. I mean, the way Shaw's improved and made changes. And then, yeah, but Horton to me was the story last night, even though Tucker had the 2 home runs.
Paul, I agree. Was there ever a time where you thought, or even, you know, let's go back mid-June, where you thought, hey, Jed Hoyer needs to go and bolster this pitching staff and it may be okay if Cade Horton were to be traded? I stumped Paul on that question. It was such a great question. I stumped Paul. 312-644.
We lost Paul.
That's all right, Paul. And by the way, I agree with Paul, and we're going to get into that a little bit more, but with what Cade Horton has done, we've got to be thinking Rookie of the Year, right? I mean, doesn't he have a 2.88 ERA? His last 7 starts since the All-Star break, he has a 0.49 ERA. He threw 21 consecutive strikes last night. He made Mike Trout look like the rookie. Against the veteran arm out there on the mound. I mean, that first at bat to Trout looked like he didn't have a clue. Like, that 97 mile per hour fastball was like 4 inches off the plate. So we can talk about the young guys. I've got thoughts. I did listen. It's maybe not the best time to take an issue with a lineup that comes away with 12 runs. But I do have some thoughts on Matt Shaw not being in the lineup, the starting lineup last night. I know that he did get in. But what was Craig Counsell's decision behind that? And I think with Willie Castro at third base instead of somewhere else, I think that tells us a little something about what the Cubs think of Matt Shaw's hitting streak. Also, is Pico Armstrong improving on his greatest weakness at the plate, or are his latest trends troubling? That's coming up next. This is Hit and Run on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, Ian got a pitch to hit. The thing you're going to see from Jansen is a lot of cutters. You're going to see cutter after cutter, and Ian got one in the middle of the plate, just pulled the trigger and got underneath it, hit it straight up.
Here is Pete Crow Armstrong.
This should be a good quality at bat for Pete. If he can get strikes from Jansen, he should be able to do some damage against Jansen.
First pitch, low and inside. Why do you say that, Ron?
I just think it's a good matchup. Jansen likes to come in. He likes to throw that cutter that starts in the strike zone and just goes inside. Pete handles the ball inside right now better than any other pitch.
And the pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone! Pete Crow Armstrong with a homer here in the top of the ninth inning. And the Cubs lead 3-2.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was masterful work by Ron Coomer. I mean, that was really, really great radio, to put it simply. Friday night, the PCA home run late in the game, and not only did Ron Coomer describe exactly virtually why PCA could have success in that at bat, but Pat Hughes recognized setting him up perfectly, and then Hughes nailed the call just like that. Lucky to call Ron Coomer and Pat Hughes a teammate. Just a reminder, today the Cubs finished their series against the Angels. Pre-game coverage begins at 2:30, first pitch at 3:07 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Look forward to hearing from Zach Zabin as well. Again, that's coming up at 2:30 today. Interesting storyline with, of course, Kyle Hendricks, World Series champ, on the bump for the Angels as the Cubs go for the sweep. Judson Richards in for Matt Spiegel today. We are talking Cubs. We're talking White Sox. The great Steve Stone will join us coming up at 10 o'clock. In about 15 minutes, we will hear from Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Could we see the Cubs and the White Sox in the same division? And would you love that? Would you hate that? Are you on the fence? We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But that home run from PCA, by the way, I did want to say, after this Cubs win, you know, it felt like the first 2 or 3 months of the season, there was just this different, a different statistic that was broken by the Cubs offense. We haven't seen this since 1904, the first Cubs player to do this, this, and that. And then they start swinging the bat a little bit against the Angels, and all of a sudden you've got those statistics coming at you again. Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker, they are the first Cubs have had to have two players with 20-plus home runs and 20-plus stolen bases in the same season. First time ever to have two of those guys. And then there's Cade Horton. Cade Horton, fewest runs allowed in a 7-start span. Do you know how many he's allowed in his 7-start span going back to since the All-Star break? Two runs. That's the lowest since 1901. John Lester didn't beat that. Lester, he's up at the top with 3. Jake Arrieta didn't beat that.
That's what I was 3. Thinking. Jake Arrieta would be my guess.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is spectacular. All while Cade Horton is on a pitch count. But he has been so efficient, that was the word that the Crick Council used, he has been so efficient that he's still able to get 6 innings of work in. That's what happens when you average 12 pitches an inning like he did last night. I mean, Horton threw What did he throw? I think he went six innings, allowed three hits, no earned runs, walked only one, and struck out seven. At one point in time, threw 21 straight strikes, and he absolutely owned Mike Trout. He K'd Trout three times. Marquis had an interesting stat. Cade Horton, the third Cubs rookie to strike out a former MVP three times in a game since Kerry Wood in his 20 strikeout game. I was against Houston Astros. I'm guessing that was probably against former MVP Jeff Bagwell when Kerry Wood did it. You know, I'm not as musically inclined as Matt Spiegel. Although I will say, I bet Spiegs does not know his prime country. Prime country is 80s and 90s country. A lot of the country currently, you can kind of miss me on a lot of that. But man, I loved like early Tim McGraw, Travis Tritt, obviously George Strait, Alan Jackson. And of course, in the early 90s, Garth Brooks was the man. And there's this Garth Brooks song, "Sometimes I Thank God for Unanswered Prayers." And if you think back to mid-June, right, the Cubs had just lost Justin Steele for the season, and then Shota Imanaga went out. And you had an offense that was performing as, at times, the best you'd ever seen any Cubs offense perform. And I think it could have been easy to hit the panic button and just go out. Sandy Alcantara's name had to have been mentioned 20,000 times on this radio station over a number of months, right? Because Alcantara was the guy, maybe the leader of the clubhouse of the Marlins, where if you wanted to get him in June, it would cost you a pretty penny, but he certainly was up for grabs, but it's going to cost you a ton. And I think there could have been a chance where Cade Horton could have been moved if Jed Hoyer was overly aggressive in June. And thank goodness the Cubs didn't end up going and getting some middle-of-the-road number three because he had prior experience and was a veteran versus Cade Horton, who is now much closer to a two in a rotation than ultimately a four. And, oh, obviously, you also have contractual control. Ryan Sweeney on the post-game show for the Marquee Sports Network. I mean, yeah, this is the conversation we should be having about Cade Horton.
I think what he's been able to do, I think we talk about it all the time, like, did we think that he would do this early coming up? No, obviously,
so.
Yeah.
Apologies, Cade Horton, if you're watching right now.
But I think he just continues to get stronger with every outing. Hopefully the blister's behind him. We don't have to worry about it. I know the pitch limit. You got to kind of monitor it. I mean, if he can get through five or six innings every single outing with only throwing 74 pitches tonight, I mean, I think, look, he's a competitor, and it's going to be in the back of his mind that he is going to be on a pinch count in innings. He's going to come after guys and try to get guys out, and he has good enough stuff where he can throw six innings every single night and throw 70 or 80 pitches. I'll take it.
Cade Horton is 8-4 this year with a 2.88 ERA. I don't know how he's not really the leader in the clubhouse or right up there with owning the rookie of the year. So Cade Horton, thankfully not traded. Now, I probably would give Jed Hoyer a D, if not an F, at the trade deadline. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been more aggressive. I'm not giving a full pass there. But there's a couple names where I think we have to say, all right, I'm glad we get to watch that guy continue to grow in a Cubs uniform. And the other guy is Matt Shaw. You know, I wanted to see the Cubs go after a Eugenio Suarez, right? I think that would have been a move because you felt like, although Matt Shaw was going to give you great defense, he wasn't going to give you anything offensively, which is what we saw the start of this season and a majority of this season, especially with him working through some things on his swing. Then all of a sudden, Matt Shaw not only became maybe the most productive Cubs player post-All-Star break, but he became the best offensive player for a time not named Shohei Ohtani in the National League. So what he was putting up was some of the best in baseball with what he was developing. And I think Matt Shaw was a guy that was involved in a lot of trade conversations as well. So I'm glad we get to watch him develop. And I got to tell you, I found it head-scratching, again, to not see him in the lineup yesterday. A good lineup, ultimately, as the Cubs won 12-1. But I think not only was he not in the lineup, but the fact that he playing in place of him was Willy Castro. And what do we know about Willy Castro? He's got like 140 different gloves because he can play every single position. And we've seen it. I think his first four starts, he played in four different positions for the Cubs. So ask yourself, Why is Willie Castro playing at third base instead of, say, left field for Ian Happ to maybe give him a day? Right? Because I know that Craig Counsell has said, well, we wanted to get him at bats. You wanted to keep him fresh. That was what he said, at least against the Brewers, when Manchel wasn't in the lineup. So if you wanted to give him at bats, maybe give Seiya Suzuki the day, who is just having a woeful stretch. I mean, he is lost at the plate. You know, you can always tell when a guy is struggling, not only when he swings and misses and just looks kind of lost, but say it feels like he's guessing backwards, right? Like a pitch he think may be coming, he just is kind of caught standing there, you know, watching a third strike go by. So I thought it would have been a good time to give Seiya Suzuki a day if you just wanted to get Willie Castro with bats. I think the reason why Shaw did not play is because that is the platoon that they may be thinking about later when it comes to the playoffs. If you want to weigh in on this, 312-644-6767. Like, I don't think Castro was in for Shaw solely because of the at-bats. I think they wanted him to play third base. I think they wanted him to get reps at third base. So that makes you think, okay, maybe they're not that big a believer of what Shaw is doing and that it will continue, because they may want to play matchups down the road of Shaw not playing as much and Willie Castro being a left-handed bat instead of a right-handed bat, which kind of makes you wonder the psyche of Matt Shaw. It's like, wait a minute. I've figured some things out at the plate, and now is the time where you guys are going to move me in and out of the lineup as a young player. I you know, hopefully there is a lot of conversations between Counsell and Matt Shaw about why they're making the decisions that they're making, because it seems like it would be unfair for a guy where he has done everything that you've asked him to do, right? He was a shortstop. He's moved to third base. He started the season in the bigs, went sent down, continue to work through mechanical adjustments, everything you've asked from his swing, raise his hands, close up his stance, whatever you ask him to do, he's been able to do it. And now he's playing as one of the best players in baseball, and he's being moved in and out of the lineup after being a regular third baseman. That seems like a strange place to be. And then, of course, you have Pete Crow Armstrong, where I actually was on the night of the All-Star game, and we had the conversation of, well, you know, what do we hope to see from PCA in the second half of the season? And that's where we're going to get a little bit more selective, right? I mean, PCA has a chase rate of 42.7%. That's in the bottom 2% of all Major League Baseball. PCA swings 61% of the time. You know, I actually, when I find myself thinking about Pete Crow Armstrong, forgive me, I'm going to bring football into conversation, I think about Caleb Williams a little bit. There's a comp that I have between Caleb and PCA. Like, we know their athleticism, we know their talent, and we have seen it at really, really high level. PCA, obviously, much more so with him being the starter in center field at the All-Star game. But You just wonder how they'll take the next step from learning the nuances of their game, of them becoming the experts of their game, the tells, ultimately, right? Like, Caleb Williams is about to go up against Brian Flores for the third time. Well, his seventh, eighth, ninth time he does that, here's a blitz coming from here. Oh, I've seen this before. We're going to do this. And so Pete Crow Armstrong, you wonder, is he going to have a better understanding about how he's going to be pitched? And maybe it's picking up tells of, oh, look how he's adjusting his glove. That means he's going to throw me an off-speed pitch, right? There's nothing that I'm bothered by more when you swing at a ball in the first pitch of the at-bat, because that drastically changes the at-bat from 1-0 to 0-1. So as PCA does so many things spectacularly, you got to be careful how you rein him back, but you just wonder how much success can he have with this over-aggression with how much he swings the bat. Well, again, with a swing percentage of 61% of the time he is swinging at pitches. At some point, he needs to have more ownership of not only the batter's box, but of the plate and what he's seeing as well. Steve Stone joining us coming up in about 15 minutes. The voice of the Cubs when Boog Shambi is away. Al Cohn will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. Judson Richards in for Matt Spiegel today on Hit and Run. Have you seen what is being discussed around Major League Baseball? Have you seen this? How could MLB's possible division realignment affect the Cubs and the White Sox, could they ultimately share the same division? We'll hear from Rob Manfred coming up next.
So look,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I have been consistent about the idea that baseball should be looking to expand. There are several markets in the United States that are big enough to support a Major League Baseball team that want baseball. I think we should try to meet that demand. I also think it's an opportunity for the sport in terms of schedule format. 32 is a good number. Four-team divisions, better than fives. It works a lot better for us. And that's an important consideration in baseball because we play so many games. So, I'm committed to the idea. I'd like to be in a position where we've picked teams before I'm done and try to fill those two additional slots.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was the voice of Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Expansion is happening. And one of the reasons why Major League Baseball wants expansion, by the way, the great Steve Stone will join us coming up in just about 7 minutes. We'll talk to him at 10 o'clock. Alex Cohen, we'll talk some Cubs with him coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. But did you know the cost of an expansion team to buy into Major League Baseball is $2+ billion? That's right. So if you're an owner, it's like, yeah, sure. Let's have another two teams in because it'll help them as a league pay down some debt. You've heard Nashville. You have heard Portland potentially. Salt Lake and Charlotte seem to be the four that are in the conversation. Also, Rob Manfred went on to discuss changing realignment. And as we know, these leagues are about money. How do they make so much money? Television rights, television revenue. Why? Because sports is really, it may be the only thing that we have to watch live these days. And if you watch it live, you're more likely to have to sit through those commercials, whether you want to or not. And then that makes it that much more valuable. And another thing Rob Manfred mentioned is changing realignment. So you don't have, I think he used the example of the Red Sox playing the Angels. So an East Coast audience has a West Coast time or vice versa. Right, you want it in that 7 p.m. window where you have the most eyeballs to do it. And it is a good chance to have the realignment, meaning less travel, was something that he mentions. And so it just meant the more of your region, your teams that are close together in realignment is more likely to be the ones that you play in division. And so potentially that may mean that the Cubs and the White Sox could share a division. And I wouldn't call myself a baseball purist. I think initially it's like, no. But the more I think about it, it seems very obvious that that would be what you would want to do, right? I mean, rivalries so much are geographically based. You are close together, right? You own your part of town. Right? You want ownership, albeit if they're in the same place, you're just better. And so I don't know why you wouldn't want those games to matter more often. The last time the Cubs and the Sox played in the World Series was 1906. Okay, so it's not just right around the corner. They're going to match up in the World Series. Sean, you in on this?
I am. I mean, we talk about it all the time. We say like, oh, you know, those games are fine, but the rivalries, like, I'm more interested in the Brewers. I'm more interested in the Cardinals. The White Sox, same way. I'm more interested in the Twins. More interested in the Tigers. Like, if they were in the same division, suddenly, oh, wow, these games matter, and wow, do I want to, you know, do something to that other side a little bit now, right?
It still feels a little exhibition-y, right?
Yeah.
With an interleague play and, you know, different leagues, now you could impact whether or not a team's, you know, going to get to the playoffs. I get it. Like, the games count. They absolutely matter on your record. But it doesn't feel like it would if they're in division. So, you know, that would mean that the Mets and Yankees have a good chance to being moved in division as well. It's something to keep an eye on. The expansion is absolutely happening, and so is realignment. There's a good chance, I think, that Major League Baseball could put the Cubs and the Sox years from now in the same division. Speaking of, did the White Sox find their next all-star in Colson Montgomery? We'll ask the great Steve Stone. Coming up next, this is Hit and Run. Judson in for Spiegs on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.